Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and this week's topic is effects of gallbladder removal on metabolic health. So we're going to dive into what happens when you have your gallbladder removed and how that can influence your and just your overall metabolic health. So we're talking, you know, blood sugar and insulin and all of those things is where we're going. Now, I know that gallbladder removal, or what is called cholecystectomy, this surgical procedure is really popular with over 700,000 people in the US that undergo this procedure. So that's significant. And I think it gets pushed off as, it's no big deal. You don't have to eat any differently. You don't have to do anything differently without a gallbladder. And I can show you that supporting your gallbladder can help support your overall health and helping you optimize just different areas so that your body functions appropriately. So that's what we're going to kind of dig into. But cholecystectomy or gallbladder removal is really the most common way to treat gallstones. So if you have sludge or gallstones, your surgeon might be recommending you have it removed. There's absolutely nothing wrong with having it removed. Sometimes you absolutely have to. So don't mistake my conversation that I'm against gallbladder removal, because I am not. I've actually had my gallbladder removed. So it's not something that you should shy away from. And if it's recommended, have that conversation and understand how you can maybe support it and help support the sludge, help improve what the gallbladder is doing. So again, make sure that if you're in that position, like, hey, I might need to have my gallbladder removed, that you have those conversations with the doctor on, are there alternatives and what could I do until I'm ready to have my gallbladder removed? Or if it's time and you have no option, have your gallbladder removed and work with somebody like myself who can help you optimize your digestion after so that you can live a happy, long life without consequences. So if you have gallstone sludge, a cholecystectomy might be necessary. And it's also something that is removed when there's gallbladder cancer and maybe other conditions that your doctor has deemed necessary. So it can alleviate the symptoms and improve your quality of life. You do have to understand the risks that are involved and the connection with your metabolic health. And in more recent years, there have been more research showing that there is a fascinating link between gallbladder removal and your metabolic health. And gallbladder removal can trigger metabolic changes that could lead to metabolic dysfunction. So first, let's talk about your gallbladder and its functions. Gallbladders are small pear-shaped organs that are located underneath your liver. And your liver produces the bile, which is then stored in and concentrated in your gallbladder. And fat-containing foods trigger the release of bile from the gallbladder. And it will do like a little squirt when your body recognizes there is fat on the way. And it squirts it, then the it's connected to your small intestines. So it's not going into your stomach, it's going into your small intestines. And this is where your body can help break down all the fat molecules and then further break it down into smaller particles so that it can be absorbed and utilized more easily in your body. So it's a necessary function. And when you have it removed, it's now just coming from your liver. So it's no longer getting concentrated in your gallbladder, and it's no longer squirting, it's dumping. So that's why, and I've had posts on bile acid malabsorption and how some people get bile acid diarrhea, and that can be a side effect of having your gallbladder removed because of that. But let's kind of dig into the metabolic changes associated with your gallbladder removal. So there's several studies that have linked your gallbladder removal with metabolic dysfunction. And number one is increased blood sugar and insulin. So several studies have shown that gallbladder removal can increase your blood sugar and insulin levels, and potentially resulting in insulin resistance, the opposite of what you want. That does not, when you have insulin resistance, it makes it super hard to lose weight, makes you super weight loss resistant. And this is because the gallbladder helps regulate fat absorption from the intestines. So that bile, think of it as dish soap. And if you had a dish sink full of dirty dishes and you just used water, you would have a hard time getting clean dishes. Well, you can kind of think of bile as your dish soap, where it kind of breaks up all of those grease fat particles and allows your body to utilize those fat molecules for your fuel and for your body processes, because that's what our body runs off of, is proteins, carbohydrates, and fat, and then vitamins, minerals, micronutrients, phytonutrients, and you got to fuel your gut microbiome. So again, having this one piece altered or removed impacts the metabolism of bile and how it actually works. Now, what is the link between gallbladder removal and insulin resistance? A change in bile acid metabolism can contribute to increased blood sugar and insulin levels after gallbladder removal. Because the gallbladder concentrates and stores the bile acids necessary for the digestion and absorption of fats, as a result of the gallbladder removal, bile acids cannot be stored or released normally, causing changes in your enterohepatic circulation and metabolism. And these changes can affect glucose metabolism and insulin sensitivity. Additionally, changes in your gut microbiome composition and function following gallbladder removal can also increase blood sugar and insulin levels. Gut microbes are crucial in bile acid metabolism, glucose metabolism, and insulin sensitivity. And the gut microbiome may be disrupted once your gallbladder is removed because of that bile, one, not being concentrated the same, and maybe you getting excess and causing a different digestion of the bile. And this kind of results in glucose regulation and imbalances. Now, there are studies investigating diabetes risk and a cholecystectomy. So, studies have shown that alterations in bile acid signaling and metabolism impact various aspects of glucose regulation. And researchers have found that bile acids interact with glucose and lipid metabolism receptors, such as the farnesyl X receptor, or the FXR, and Takeda G protein coupled receptor, or the receptor 5, TGR5. The gallbladder removal can disrupt bile acid signaling, impairing glucose homeostasis and insulin sensitivity. And the research based on clinical studies, animal models, and in vitro experiments supports the association between gallbladder removal and higher blood sugar and insulin levels. And the studies have revealed that gallbladder function, bile acid metabolism, gut microbiome, and glucose regulation are intricately intertwined. So they all are connected, and you disrupt that pathway, and now you are messing with balance. So again, that doesn't mean you don't get your gallbladder removed. It just means you might have to do some things to support the bile a little bit better so that you can, so that your body can function appropriately. Now, number two, elevated lipids and dyslipidemia. So the first one was the increase in blood sugar and insulin. So we covered all of those connections with insulin resistance and diabetes risk. And now we're talking about elevated lipids and dyslipidemia. Your gallbladder removal has been linked to, think of dyslipidemia as your lipid panel is altered. So when your doctor does your annual labs and they're looking at cholesterol and triglycerides and your HDL, your LDL, all of those are disrupted. And with the gallbladder removal, it does lead to an increase in your cholesterol and triglycerides, which can increase your risk for heart disease and stroke. So studies have examined how gallbladder removal impacts your cardiovascular health by demonstrating the association between adverse lipid profiles and gallbladder removal. And they are showing that surgically removing the gallbladder disrupts the normal bile flow and the liver circulation of bile acids, which are really crucial for digestion and fat absorption. And it can result in changes in the metabolism of lipids, which can lead to an increase in cholesterol and triglycerides. So, one mechanism contributing to an elevated lipid levels is the impaired absorption of fats. So any of the fats that are in your diet, they are now not being broken down the same when you don't have a gallbladder. When bile acids are released from the gallbladder during meals, those fats are emulsified and absorbed. And in the absence of your gallbladder, so now you've had your gallbladder removed, the release and delivery of the bile acids in the intestines, to the intestines are altered, which can hinder your fat absorption. And this can lead to an accumulation of cholesterol, triglycerides, in the bloodstream. Additionally, it can affect the composition and secretion of bile lipids, which further contribute to dyslipidemia. And bile acids and cholesterol ratios in the bile can change, affecting cholesterol solubility and transport, really just leading to an increase in blood cholesterol levels. And your gallbladder removal alters the bile acid pool in the liver, which then kind of affects the synthesis and metabolism of lipids in the liver. Clinical studies have been used to investigate the correlation between gallbladder removal and your lipids. And according to these studies, the gallbladder removal is associated with adverse lipid profiles, emphasizing the importance of postoperative monitoring and managing your lipid levels. So if you've had your gallbladder removed and now all of a sudden your cholesterol and triglycerides are rising, you might want to work with a practitioner like myself, a registered dietitian, or somebody local, a registered dietitian in your area that you can work with on improving this, because this is there are several ways to approach it. There's no one way that everyone has to do. And I think it is really kind of different for each person on what's going to work. But I think it can truly help support your cholesterol and triglyceride levels and improving those as well. When you support that bile flow and metabolism, that's when you can see improvements in those. And then the third one is fatty liver development. So gallbladder removal, evidence does show that you have an increased risk for fatty liver. Or it's also known as non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or NAFLD. And the liver builds up fat. So think of it as it's more the visceral fat. It's attaching to the organ. So you're getting fatty deposits on the organ is really what we're saying. And approximately 30% of American adults suffer from this. And it is more common in people who have had their gallbladder removed. So that doesn't mean you can't have fatty liver with still having your gallbladder, because you can. You can get fatty liver from other ways. But let's say you didn't have a fatty liver, you got your gallbladder removed, and now you're showing signs of a fatty liver. That could be a red flag that we really need to support your liver better. And we need to support that bile flow and metabolism. The disruption of the bile acid metabolism has been proposed as one mechanism linking gallbladder removal to fatty liver development. And in the absence of your gallbladder, the delivery and regulation of bile acids to the intestines are altered, potentially leading to bile acid imbalances. And these imbalances can contribute to impaired fat digestion, increased fat accumulation in the liver. And in addition, your gallbladder remover may alter your gut microbiome because your bile is now changed, and your colon can deconjugate excess bile. So say your liver dumps a bunch of bile because it senses a lot of fat was coming and there maybe really wasn't that much, or it just didn't get reabsorbed in your intestines. So now it's in your colon and it is creating digestive havoc. So that's where having your gallbladder removed can create those digestive problems down the road. Some people get them right away and have them, and it just never really changes until someone works with them. And then other people, they don't even notice any changes with their digestion or any type of fat malabsorption issues or anything like that. So again, I think working with someone, if you're having issues with fatty liver or you're having issues with fat malabsorption, I mean, these are important things to consider. Some experimental models and clinical studies support the association between gallbladder removal and fatty liver development. And they have been able to demonstrate the prevalence of fatty liver increases in individuals who undergo gallbladder removal. So again, it's something that you have to work with someone on and make sure that they're addressing that piece. So you may say, oh my gosh, I had my gallbladder removed 10 years ago, but I didn't have any issues with my cholesterol and triglycerides until 10 years later. Is that a problem? Yeah, it still could be a problem. Number four. Energy and calorie regulation. So gallbladder removal can impact energy and calorie regulation, potentially leading to weight challenges. So there are studies that show that people do experience issues with weight loss or weight gain, I should say. They start experiencing weight gain after they've had their gallbladder removed. The digestion and absorption of the dietary fats is affected by your gallbladder removal. And changes in this bile acid metabolism and signaling can affect your energy regulation after your gallbladder removal, and a disruption in bile acid signaling may affect metabolic pathways, kind of related to its storage and utilization and energy balances. So it's important to know that there is a connection. We do know it exists. Studies have kind of shown that it changes your resting metabolic rate and your energy expenditure, and then also your fat utilization, which we already know. But I want you to realize that there is a connection with weight gain issues and gallbladder removal. Number five, your gut microbiome's influence on bile acids. Now, your gut microbiome is just kind of a bunch of microorganisms that live in your digestive tract, and there's multiple of these microbiomes throughout your body. Bile acids interact with the gut microbiome through several mechanisms. The first, certain bacteria in the gut can modify the bile acids through enzyme reactions. And this microbial metabolism can produce secondary bile acids, which I was discussing, which have a distinct biological activity compared to the primary bile acids that are synthesized in the liver. The gut microbiome in the gut regulates bile acid reabsorption in the intestines, maintaining their balance and composition. And during digestion, bile acids are released into the small intestine, which can reabsorb into the bloodstream or metabolized by gut bacteria. And the gut microbiome influences the recycling process known as the enterohepatic circulation of bile acids. And so this is the circulation of the bile acids from your gut to your liver. It's believed that the gallbladder removal and subsequent changes to the gut microbiome is what influences that lipid changes, so causing dyslipidemia or lipid panel problems on your annual labs, and then also insulin resistance and fatty liver disease. So we know that the gut microbiome is connected to this and is contributing to this occurring. So what are the risk factors for metabolic problems after gallbladder surgery? And there's several, but having one or more of these puts you at a higher risk that you are going to have metabolism problems after your gallbladder removal. So number one is age. Metabolic problems after gallbladder removal are more common in older people. And then your gender. So metabolic problems are more likely to develop in women after gallbladder removal than in men. And then your weight. Overweight and obese people are more likely to develop metabolic problems after gallbladder removal. Next is family history. If your family has a history of metabolic problems, when you have gallbladder removal, it increases the risk of metabolic issues for people with a family history of them. So if your family already has metabolic issues and then you have your gallbladder removed, then it's more likely that you will, or you're at a higher risk to have metabolic problems now compared to not having your gallbladder removed. And then the last one is pre-existing medical conditions. People with pre-existing medical conditions like hypertension and diabetes are more likely to develop metabolic problems after having their gallbladder removed, or more intense metabolic problems after. So they might struggle more with their diabetes or hypertension after they get their gallbladder removed. So how can you naturally support bile flow without a gallbladder? So first and foremost, I want you to know that you should really work with a skilled practitioner who can really take your health history and your symptoms into account before really choosing the right protocol. Because there's not, again, like I said earlier, there's more than one way to approach this, and just picking one and taking a supplement or taking certain food groups, focusing on certain food groups, are not going to work equally for each person. So that's why it's important to work with someone like myself who can help guide you through that process, and know that we can work through the body systems and focus on the different areas that are influencing how you're digesting fats and how we can support that bile flow without a gallbladder. So the first one is rule out low stomach acid. So first off, determine if your stomach acid production is adequate. For some, this really may be the only reason why bile flow is inadequate. So if you've had your gallbladder removed and you started having some digestive issues, work with a practitioner like myself who can help you rule out low stomach acid to determine if, hey, maybe we just need to do that so that the signaling occurs. Because when you have adequate stomach acid, when you eat and you chew your food, it's triggering these mechanisms to occur and signaling these other organs. So one thing signals to another or multiple organs that, hey, we have food coming. We need digestive enzymes. We need ox bile. We need acid. We need pepsin. We need all of these properties to break all this down that they're consuming. The next one is ox bile or bile salts. Supporting digestion of fats at meals can be done with ox bile. So this is just really what it sounds like. This is, you're utilizing the bile from ox so that you can add to that bile pool so that you are adding it in as a supplement form. Now, bile salts are more of a prescription, and those are things that you can get from your provider, that sometimes after your gallbladder removal, the surgeon will prescribe these for people who are experiencing diarrhea. You can find ox bile in certain digestive enzymes, but it's not in all of them. And that's where working with someone to help you pick the right one. I know I do utilize ox bile in our gastric health digestive enzyme, and that's because I do find that a lot of bariatric patients do have their gallbladder removed, and this can help support it. And if you still have your gallbladder, it can help you keep it. It can help you maintain that gallbladder. The next one is milk thistle, and taking adequate doses of milk thistle can support your liver and bile production. So it's kind of twofold, because milk thistle has evidence supporting its ability in liver health and really just the mechanisms that your liver is doing for you. And it also then helps with the bile production. So it's kind of twofold in helping you maintain a healthy liver and improve your bile production. The next is phosphatidylcholine, and this increases liver lipid secretion and bile flow. So this again can truly help just that whole mechanism. The phosphatidylcholine is a great option for certain scenarios, but not every scenario. And the next one is lipase-containing enzymes. Lipase is the digestive enzyme that kind of helps break down fats, and that's one of the enzymes that your pancreas will release. You can find lipase-containing enzymes in many of the digestive enzymes. Our gastric health digestive enzyme formula does contain lipase, so it does help it with that whole bile and breaking down the fats. Taurine is another. Consuming foods high in taurine can help support liver, can help support bile flow. These are foods such as scallops, mussels, clams, dairy products, dark meat, poultry, and sea vegetables. All of those do contain high amounts of taurine and can really help improve your bile flow. Vitamin C stimulates the metabolism of cholesterol into bile acids by influencing an enzyme known as 7-alpha hydrolase. So again, another way. Work with a practitioner so you know appropriate dosing and the appropriate forms so that you optimize your bioflow from the vitamin C. Next is bitter foods. So bitter foods increase the production of saliva, bile, stomach acid, and pancreatic enzymes. And incorporating foods like arugula, dandelion, like the dandelion greens, citrus, and coffee are a few ways to increase that bile production. Beets and beetroot extract. So think of beets and beet greens contain betaine, which promote the regeneration of your liver cells and the flow of bile. So you'll find that in many of the ox bile supplements, as well as some of the digestive enzymes. So it'll utilize the beetroot extract because it can support your liver and bile flow. And the last one is lecithin, and this is a precursor to choline and their third constituent of what makes bile. So there are three things that bile is made from: cholesterol, bile acids, and choline. So again, lecithin is the precursor to choline, and this can help your body naturally just have adequate choline levels and support that whole bile acid production. So let's wrap this up. Gallbladder removal can impact your metabolic health, including weight management, lipid metabolism, glucose regulation, and your gut microbiome. However, each person's metabolic response to gallbladder removal may be different. And receiving individualized care and follow-up from professionals like myself is crucial to help you address the specific metabolic concerns and optimize your long-term health. So again, I think if you already have had your gallbladder removed, you've experienced digestive issues for years, but you also have metabolic health problems. You might have insulin resistance, diabetes, you might have, you know, high blood pressure, weight issues, you know, all of these things can be a result of having that gallbladder removed. So work with someone. Use the right tools so that you can have better fat absorption so that you can have better metabolic health, so that everything works efficiently. It won't be perfectly because your anatomy is different. You don't have an organ, but that doesn't mean you can't function more optimal than utilizing nothing. So again, I would encourage you to work with someone so that you can get better results. I'd also like to encourage you to check out our Gastric Health membership because it is a great way to get this type of guidance. So this is where I would work with you on, you know, what supplement or what food or what should you do to help support better bile flow, better bile production, bile metabolism, all of that. We can also work on your cholesterol and triglycerides if those are elevated. Again, those are the things that you would have the advantage of working with myself on this one-on-one. And it's personalized to you. We're dealing with whatever your past health history is, and we are zoning in on the areas that we need to. So I hope this information has been helpful for you, and I really hope that you can think through, maybe if you've had your gallbladder removed and you are experiencing digestive problems, reach out. I'd love to work with you and help you overcome those symptoms. So you guys have a great week, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.